Cast a Cold Eye by Robbie Morrison. Read by Angus King. For Deborah, my love, without whom these books may not exist. And in memory of her mother Elizabeth, Betty, born 1923, whom I sadly never met, but whose recollections have helped to inform the Dreghor novels. Prologue. At first it's like a prison, an iron fist around my head. But as the horror goes on, it becomes a shield, and I raise my hands, pulling it tighter. There's no escaping the sounds, though. The heavier ones buffet me like a storm. The lighter ones scuttle over me, sinking in their claws. They echo inside the metal, writhe within my head. A rat-a-tat, sharp enough to rend bodies. A thump, 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 followed by a sickening wet crunch as something gives way that isn't meant to. There's a fearful whimper. Ah.
No. No, no.
And then a scream. The whimper is mine. I try not to think of where the scream comes from. Squelch, squelch, squelch in the mud. Coming desperately towards me. A bang, a splash, a jump startled as something spatters me thicker than water. I hear my name called, cut off by a slap and a curse. Crying, pleading, struggling, a barrage of blows being struck, a guttural mob of encouragement. Get into them! Finally, it subsides. Footsteps tramp past. Figures bump me as if I'm not there. Shots ring out occasionally, almost casually. The voices become less monstrous, less bloodthirsty. Just another day's work now. Liquid sloshes past me in a heavy can. Frenzied splashes. Petrol fumes. A brief, expectant silence. The flare of a match. A deafening whoosh. A blast of heat that almost knocks me over. A crackling like a hearth, but fiercer. Louder. Clang, clang. The impact surprises me. I heard no one approach. Knock, knock, says an inhuman voice that I'll never forget. I turn and stumble helplessly, not knowing which way is which. Knock, knock, the voice repeats. And you say, who's there?
Who's there?
I stammer. That's right. Who's there? Closer. Alcohol on the breath. I'm asking you now. Who's there?
I don't know.
Who's there?
Shouted now.
I don't know.
That's right. You don't know. You didn't see anything. Hands fall upon my shoulders, turn me away from the voice. A truck engine growls into life. You don't know, the voice says again. You didn't see anything. The hands free me from my prison, removing my shield. I see everything. Every smashed skull, every leaking wound, every twisted body in every muddy, bloody puddle. Every broken man and woman. Every burning house in a street of fire. I stare into the flames until they dry my tears and burn my eyes. I scream until my voice cracks and dies within me. I see everything. Chapter 1. Glasgow. Wednesday, 29th of March, 1933. In the countryside, or far out at sea, the water was no doubt clean and fresh,